can't think of anything to do.
Hello, world. You're listening to the radio, or you're listening to the computer. It's the Shock and Awe show. Captain Go might be here later. Might be Beatrice Biatch. But just keep your seat buckled, or else you are buckled. 705-9780 if you need to get in touch with the Kanaw Master. And if you're out of town, dial a 360 in front of that. And of course, don't forget the one, the only one, Free Radio Olympia.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're listening to 98.5 Free Radio Olympia. Anything the cabinet minister tells you is bullshit.
Man, you hear this bullshit they be talking every day, man. It's like these motherfuckers is just like professional liars, you know what I'm saying? It's wow. Listen, Bin Laden didn't blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth.
Pledge no allegiance, nigga, fuck the president's speeches. I'm baptized by America and covered in leeches. The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features. Drowning you in propaganda that they spit through the speakers. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act to track you to the type in your blood. They try to frame you and say you was trying to sell drugs and throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. This shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansions and look at the conditions you live in. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you their mission. They funded Al-Qaeda, and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician, they gave him billions of dollars, and they funded his purpose. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's just scratching the surface.
Bin Laden didn't blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Say the rebels in Iraq still fight for Saddam, but that's bullshit. I'll show you why it's totally wrong. Cause if another country invaded the hood tonight, it'd be warfare through Harlem and Washington Heights. I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white America's dream. I'd be fighting for my people's survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for racist churches from the south, my nigga. I'd be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clock someone who talks shit and look at you wrong? Imagine if they shot at you and was raping your moms. And of course Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. We sold them that shit after Ronald Reagan's election. Mercenary contractors fighting a new era. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They controlling the ghetto with the fear of attack. Trying to distract the fact that they engineering the crack. So I'm strapped like Lee Malvo holding a sniper rifle. These bullets will touch your kids. And I don't mean like Michael. Your body be sent to the morgue, stripped down and recycled. I fire on house niggas that support you and like you. Cause innocent people get murdered in the struggle daily. And poor people never get shit and struggle daily. This ain't no alien conspiracy theory. This shit is real. Written on a dollar underneath the Masonic seal.
Now I don't rap for dead presidents. I'd rather see the president dead. It's never been said, but I set precedents.
Bin Laden blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the towers.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the towers.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth,
City
nigga.
City records was 80 seconds away from the towers. Some cowards fought with the wrong building. They meant to hit hours.
Hit hours. of your bone.
Suck knob. Yeah, I said who turned up the knob. Cause the microphone's broken and the tune ain't your token. And I hope that you are feeling fine. My mind's shaking with the notion that's breaking. Just can't help but wonder why. Cause we're fucking and we're fucking up and everyone is laughing at us now. Who turned up the suck knob? Yeah, I say who turned up the knob. Cause the room even is steaming and everyone's leaving. All the rest before is just a respect. The celebration for lack of articulation. Just can't help but wonder why. Cause the place is packed and your voice cracks and everyone is laughing at us now. She looked like Axl Rose. Got drunk and took her home, and we slept in her clothes. And in the morning put my feet on the floor and thought, being awake never felt like this before. Met Julianne, you know she wouldn't approve. Talked only on the phone cause I had nothing to do. Got rid of Axl by the afternoon. Being awake never felt so clear. And ooh, that's all I do. Sorry for me. She said the truth would come crashing down on me. That I'd be sorry, but the truth of it is that I feel guilty for not giving a shit. That's all I knew. Yes, and I was innocent too. I sing a song, yeah, and it won't be the blues, cause I don't miss Julianne. I got a bag of trash. I got my bag of trash. I walk it up. Things that I never been.
I don't miss Julianne either. So what are you going to do about it? Okay. Hello, radio. Hello. Oh, you don't hear that. That's not good. All right, people. How's that? Better? Here, listen to this. Okay, I know why you're as frustrated as
in Cascadia. We've been on the free... Free Radio Olympia is an unlicensed direct-action micropower radio station broadcasting at 100 watts on 98.5 FM in Olympia, Washington, Cascadia. We've been on the air since March 2001. FRO is committed to providing a service to the community by creating access to the airwaves and bringing unregulated, uncensored media to our listeners in the spirit of free speech and freedom of the press. Revolution begins with you. What are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Christine Gregoire speaking to you live from the Governor's Mansion, and you're listening to Free Radio Olympia 98.5.
Listen to Free Radio Olympia, motherfucker!
right, woo! Free Radio Olympia, rock and roll station. That was Jane's Addiction, obviously.
Free of the World, Disc 5.
Now for my favorite record ever.
The first Carlist War from 1833 to 1837 was fought on three separate... The Spanish government instituted secular marriage. In giving the state, rather than the church, the right to create families, the government was shifting the fundamental control of Basque society.
The family was the primary Basque institution, not only socially, but economically.
Homes, stores, and businesses were family-run. Even today, a high percentage of Basque businesses are family operations. That same year, freedom of religion became law.
2-6.
No longer would Catholicism be the only legal religion in Spain.
Mel Brewer, Insomniac Time, 2-6. And it's 3:30 now, which means we've reached the Progressive Trends part of our program. Segment where we talk to people who indicate what the newest trends are in progressive music. And tonight our guest is a man named Ron Fields, who comes to us tonight from London, England. He's a manager, the man who discovered Circle, and he's here tonight to tell us about a new group who he thinks is really going to make it big. Ron, welcome to the studio. Glad to have you here at BGD.
Thanks, Mel. You're terrific. I love your show. You're fantastic. Wouldn't miss it.
Thanks, Ron. Well, the heck, let's not beat around the bush. Who are they? Tell us about them. We want to know.
My head like a bomb down. standing alive. We the king gon' fight, the king gon' die. On the Japanese boogie, what's the matter with me?
What's the matter with me?
I'm playing like a shaking under the coconut tree.
A beat, beat, beat of a song, song.
I'm buzzing in my head, I head like a bomb bomb. Listen to the
beat, beat, beat of a song, song.
You're buzzing in my head, head, head like a bomb bomb. To the boogie like one big flop. Don't know about the soul, one habit club. I sing my song and I'm a rocker. Burning up with a good-ass feel. To the beat, a beat of the song song. Buzzing in my head, head like a bomb down. Listen to the beat, a beat of the song song. Buzzing in my head like a bomb down.
A beat of a song song.
Listen to the beat, beat of a song song.
Listen to the beat,
beat of a song song.
The vast history of the world, the history of the world.
In 1944.
Shifted to French soil, the Basque units attached to the Allied forces. The Basque unit landed in Normandy under
just walk away like Kelly Clarkson. I know we was free to sleep around town, but I figured you said that. It's how I get down now, cause you was out there messing around. I would've told you, once you go ghost, you never go back. Try GME like I don't know how to Mac. I'm a dawning, top of the line. I stay flying, stop trying to keep covering the lies and using my credit cards to buy diamonds. We need to straighten this out, get to the bottom of it all. Let's go before we start the walk. Begin with two reasons why we need to talk and stop popping up in my cribs all over New York. And stalking, you're such trouble and no good. The fighting words in my block and we in the hood.
I cheated myself.
Let me ride with you, talk about your mistakes. You cheated yourself, but these are the breaks, and it'll never be the same again. Cause oh boy, but oh boy, together we made so much joy in the sands. And oh, what a wet wee-wee, but you played me. So I had to roll up my sleeves and hunt you down, holding the next man's stacks. Now you sorry, trying to bring that old thing back and act like we can rekindle that flame. It's a shame how you can't get me off the brain. He that lame, you love how I bring the pain. Got the rug burst thinking and you saying my name. You say my name, that's right, I'm hot. Get the champagne, love, word up, we gon' toast.
I cheated myself.
Liberation of Paris, insisting that the Icorinha fly among the victorious flags when de Gaulle entered the battle. They also fought with the French resistance, especially FFI, the Force Française à l'Intérieur, and in small guerrilla bands on the Pyrenees. Aguirre, wanting the Basque Nationalist Party to have its own unit, formed a battalion of 200 men commanded by a veteran of the Basque Army. Kepa Ordoki, a stonemason. Ordoki had commanded the battalion in the defense of Bilbao, had been taken prisoner and sent across the border to a camp in occupied France.
I'm sure you don't remember me.
And now it's been 10 years. I'm still wondering who to be. And I'd love to mix in circles, clicks, and social coteries. That's me.
Hand me my nose ring.
Can we be happy? Show me the mosh pit.
Can we be happy?
We can't be happy under.
My heels and they're on the ground, on the ground. Ooh. Every
Well, okay. The sound people capture robots and drive and sell them in garage sales. Kind of like garage sales, but except they're selling robots. And no one's going to buy R2 and the shiny guy. The shiny guy always worries. Luke's going to buy those. And Obi Kenobi's kind of a teacher. He's teaching Luke how to learn how to do his little light-up sword. He has to try to block the little Pokeball. He tried to do it without seeing. Obi Kenobi sometimes moves things around. Sometimes he disappears. Princess Leia got out of jail and out of the spaceship. And they got the big thing that blown up stuff. We blown it up together. It blowed up Princess Leia's planet. But don't talk back to Darth Vader. He'll get ya. It's an exciting movie.
I've been in tension. It was one of the last times I was going to get to see my grandmother, who was bleeding at the tumors. Unable to even go play bingo at the reservation because the therapy made her too weak to walk. And they never give her enough morphine at a time to end the pain for real. So before she dies, I want her to know that I'm all grown up and tell her that I love her before she stops recognizing me. And I got my favorite dress on that makes me smile even though it's going to be a totally depressing fucking day. Yeah, I got my favorite red dress on. But I gotta hear the whistles for two more blocks, cause I don't got a gun and the wolf knows it. He ate my grandmother, and now he's following me because I refuse to hide. Because I dress in something I like, I have to be stopped by someone who'd like to swallow me whole. Says, that's what you get, girly girl. Says, sugar and spice and everything nice, that's what little girls are made of.
Yeah. Oh,
Yo, this is Show Cano. Yo, I'm sitting here with the man himself, Demi, with a Y. What's going on, Demi, with a Y?
I'm just chilling with the shock.
Oh, groovy, buddy. It's against the night. So what were we talking about? Acid trips. Acid trips.
I admit. I took acid, but I didn't inhale.
Yeah, that.
But, yeah, I don't know why. Just a few years ago, somebody gave me some acid. Actually, it was somebody from San Rafael.
Oh, that's where I was born, pretty much.
Yeah.
I was born in Fairfax.
See the synchronicity out of all this?
Yeah, synchronicity, like that Police album.
There you go. Yeah, but we were kind of talking about LSD, acid, and yes, I used it for 1 year. And look at me now. I'm a paranoid schizophrenic.
Yeah, what do you do
conspiracies
with your hobby? Your hobby is conspiring.
No, but exposing the evils of the world. Providing hope to the masses.
Right.
But anyway, we're talking about that time. Oh, I went to see that movie, American Werewolf in London, when it came out.
Oh, yeah. I saw that movie when I wasn't on acid, and it scared the shit out of me.
So this is what happened. Can I tell my story?
Yeah, tell your story.
I was bored. And I was actually doing, hey, get this.
Now,
more synchronicity, more interconnectedness.
More synchronicity.
Okay, one summer after I got out of college, I was doing wood refinishing.
Oh, yeah.
And I know Shock and Awe on occasion.
I love to huff that. Shit.
And this was like really beautiful cherry columns from somewhere in New England. And, you know, it's kind of boring work, just stripping it and finishing. And I go, I think I'm going to take some acid.
Yeah.
So I dropped some. And then all of a sudden, the cherry column came alive and started whispering, Demi, Demi, I want you. And, you know, I just couldn't resist, so I started making love to the cherry column.
You started polishing its grains.
Yeah. And it was like moaning and stuff, and it was like, it was a pretty erotic experience.
Huh.
So anyway, after I, you know, we had some pretty heavy-duty sex, I picked up my girlfriend, and we went to go see that movie, American Werewolf in London.
Oh, yes.
And, I was pretty spaced out at the time. And I'm just watching it, and everything's coming to life. You know, it's kind of like, you know, those, like wearing those 3D things?
Yeah, hey, move a little bit closer to the mic, will you, please?
How's that?
You don't have to, like, make love to it.
But anyway, so I was watching the movie, and I was, like, a part of the movie somehow, and all of a sudden, it was over, and it was like, wow, this is sort of a bummer. I thought I was one of the main characters in the movie.
Were you afraid that you were going to get turned into an undead person?
No, actually, I wasn't.
Were you hoping
what,
that you would get
really
turned into an undead person?
What was what happened afterward.
Okay.
The scary thing is that it was over, and the lights started coming on, and I didn't know what the hell was going on. It was like all of a sudden reality hit me. And so I start walking out with my girlfriend, and all of a sudden, I start seeing werewolves behind trees, like, kind of hiding and then popping out. And my girlfriend at the time didn't realize I was on acid.
Ha ha. I've been there.
So anyway, we get in the car, and I'm starting to drive, and all of a sudden, I turn my head and I just start looking at her, and I'm just really admiring how beautiful she is, and I'm looking at her and all of a sudden I
cross, yo, come in. Yeah, listen.
I cross my arms and I'm still looking at her, and then I just realize who in the hell is driving the car. and I look, and all of a sudden, I'm looking at myself driving the car. So, you know, it was truly an out-of-body experience. And all of a sudden, it was like, whoa, get back in, get back in.
That's pretty great. The first time I took acid, I drove a car, and I thought, man, I'm so with it. I'm driving this car right now. And I was not only just driving the car, I was on acid and beer and mushroom tea and marijuana and coffee and nutmeg.
You were way out of hand.
And I was laughing.
Yeah, well,
a lot.
I had to kind of control myself, you know. So anyway, I'm dry. All of a sudden, I pulled over and I, you know, like I'm sweating and stuff. And my girlfriend goes, "Are you okay?" And I go, "Oh yeah, I'm just, I don't know. I think I ate something. And I'm not too good."
Oh, she didn't know that you were on acid.
So anyway, I regained my composure, and I start driving again. And all of a sudden, the lights start refracting in the glass, the windshield, and just start expanding and all, you know, all these crazy colors start coming out. And it was like, man, I can't see now. All the colors are...
The colors, man, the colors.
Blinding me.
Wow.
But anyway, so that was quite an experience, my American Werewolf in London experience. And then I actually dreamt about it too that night.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could sleep on acid.
I did.
On a whole sheet?
Oh, now get out of here, man. Whole sheet.
Will you put it on your pillow?
It was one of those tab things.
That's what my sheets are made out of, acid.
Really? Is that why?
I got king size bed.
Oh.
We should talk to Visigoth about that, huh?
Well, you know, the whole LSD thing is a government human experiment.
You know who's really fascinated with the government drugs and LSD and all the natural drugs that you can get in South America?
Monty Canson.
Oh, him too. Yes, indeed. Also, DJ American Dream.
Oh, I know that guy. I remember him.
He's all about that shit.
Oh yeah, I think we've talked about that before. But yeah, the CIA was really big in the MK Ultra stuff, which had actually a lot to do with hallucinogenics.
Oh, I saw them in concert. The hallucinogenics.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are they?
The hallucinogenics.
I mean, like, what kind of music and all that?
Oh, pop.
Hmm.
No. There's a kind of psychedelic pop, acid, rock. Look at how fast this thing's coming in.
Hey, but, you know, that kind of brings to mind Echo and the Bunnymen. That's my kind of music. I like that psychedelic punk new wave stuff. You got any Echo and the Bunnymen for me?
Oh, yeah. Well, we listened to some just a minute ago. When I was a kid, I listened to... No Means No all the time. Oh, that's all I did.
What is that? Who is that?
No Means No. They're from, like, Vancouver. The Couve. No, not the Couve. They're from Vancouver.
Vancouver where? B.C.?
Vancouver, B.C.
Oh, isn't that where...
not A.D. Vancouver A.D., man.
D.O.A.? Isn't that where they're from?
Yeah, in fact, the guitarist for D.O.A. toured with No Means No one time. Or probably a bunch of times. One time when I saw them. No Means No. It's all spelled one word. No means no. I got this movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Oh, so good. It's pretty much one.
You should
of my
play American Hardcore on here.
You know what? I should, but I don't. No Means No. Sex Mad, great one. Rich Guns. Whoa, look at this.
Well, why don't you put a little of it on?
This is like...
Where are they from? Oh, Vancouver, you
BC
said.
BC here. Takana turned off the radio. I got a copy of this record. He looks like Phil Donahue now. He doesn't look like a teenager anymore.
Oh, yeah. When was this?
This is probably recorded in 79 or 80. But I got a copy of this on vinyl. They only printed 500 of them. Their first album. And It's autographed, and I got it at some record store in Olympia or Seattle for like $5.
Wow.
One of 500.
You know who they remind me of?
James Dean.
No, that group, the Minutemen. You ever heard of Minutemen?
I know.
That's who they kind of sound like.
I've heard them. Do you hear that? What do you think that is, Blackhawk? I think that's a Blackhawk.
Yeah, I think we got a black. You know, anytime Demi de Assis goes anywhere, there's damn black helicopters.
Fuck, man! Whenever Pizza T comes in here, black helicopters.
Well, that's a heavy vibe coming down too.
Yeah.
Can you hear it?
I think that
I'm gonna shoot it down with my love gun.
Listen, wait, hold on a second. No, you can't. You can't hear that, can you?
It's gone. They heard us about them.
All right, we got some DJs in here. You want to give us a report of your happening stance? There's a microphone. Don't need to take it off of the hook.
Or you can talk right here.
You don't have any reporting from across the world?
We're gonna move to Florida.
Well, that's not. Let's not have that confirmed at this point. Why don't you tell us what you did across the world?
I went on my first roller coaster.
You would? You did? Did you? Did you get your hands chopped off?
No. It was fun. It's called Space Mountain.
You're called Space Mountain.
I tried to talk.
We had some microphone difficulties. The difficulty was that people were using them inappropriately. Okay, that's... See, now he looks like a bald Phil Donahue. He's probably tired of being white, the only white-haired guy at all the concerts. Okay, Shock and Oz getting shocked and burned out.
You gotta play Echo and the Bunny Man, you said. You promised.
Oh, I did. You were talking, though. But I'll play Echo and the Bunny Man, since you put it that way.
What about that one?
This one, Over the Wall, you want?
What about Show of Strength?
Oh, here, look at this one.
Up here? No.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
All right, by request.
This is like when he's on acid, I mean.
Oh, just what we need.
We're back. Mel Brewer, Insomniac Time, 2 to 6. And it's 3:30 now, which means we've reached the Progressive Trends part of our program. A segment where we talk to people who indicate what the newest trends are in progressive music. And tonight our guest is a man named Ron Fields, who comes to us tonight from London, England. He's a manager, the man who discovered Circle, and he's here tonight to tell us about a new group who he thinks is really going to make it big. Ron, welcome to the studio. Glad to have you here at BGD.
Thanks, Mel. You're terrific. I love your show. You're fantastic. Wouldn't miss it.
Thanks, Ron. Well, the heck, let's not beat around the bush. Who are they? Tell us about them. We want to know.
I'm very excited about this group, more than I have been for years. I've been traveling around for years trying to sign good groups. This is the one. They're going right to the top. It's a missile. It's a rocket. I'm very excited. I'll tell you about it. Went to the British Isles. Excuse? Vacation. Needed rest. Lo and behold, found a group. Four men, sweaters, blonde hair, singing like birds. I went out of my nut. I fell on my bum. I couldn't believe it. They were fantastic. Signed them up, said, sing for me. They said, yes, please. They did. They're fantastic.
And what kind of stuff are they going to be doing? Are they rockers? Are they country music? Are they playing the classical rock of...
Excuse me? Wailing songs. The best. That's what they do. They sing wailing songs. No instruments. No guitar. No bass. No drums. No Moog. Nothing. Dumper. In the dumper, those instruments. Flush them down the toilet.
Well, they just sing. They're a cappella, then?
A cappella. A cappella. They're fantastic. Found them in the Shetland Islands. They're terrific. They're the best. Wailing songs are going to be the new trend.
The newest thing. Well, tell us a little bit about them, maybe.
No more country music. No more classical music. Forgot it. Forgot it. Forgot it. Forgot it. I don't remember what that was. It went out the window. I don't remember that. Hello? Hello? Sorry. No more classical music here at this station. Only wailing music will be fantastic. No more country. No more rock and roll. Thank you.
What about rock opera?
Dumper. In the dumper. Flush it. Flush it.
Well, tell us something about them. I mean, what are their favorite colors, or who are their biggest influences?
Mal, we're not talking colors here. We're talking influences. We're talking two people, two giants, two greats. Nina Simone, Frankie Valli. Stop. Check, please. That's it. That's where they learned what they know. They're fantastic.
And they've taken all that Frank and Nina have offered and done something new with this whole wailing thing. Who do you think in particular they're going to appeal to? I mean,
everybody. A fireman, a neurosurgeon, the guy on the street, the bum on the corner, the cop on the beach. The guy with varicose veins, the guy in traction, anybody. Oh, an old lady with a walker, crying, her husband's left, goodbye, not coming back. I'm talking anybody. I'm talking a choir. I'm talking Gump Worsley. I'm talking dejected. I'm talking rejected. I'm talking no contract next year. 75 grand 1 year, no money the next. Well, I'm talking anyone who's interested in listening to wailing songs. Wailing songs are the best.
What is the...
I'm talking about a guy in Africa in a gumbo hut. I'm talking about a guy in the bayou. I'm talking about a guy in Florida sanding his nose.
Well, what is the name of the cut that you've got for us here in the studio today?
No name, Mel. We have no name for this. It's a fantastic group. It's fantastic. We don't have to do. No name,
name
and no
for
name for the
group.
No name for the group.
Well, perhaps we could have a contest here at BGT. And
fantastic.
Let the Insomniacs out there in the audience give a name to this big group. Keep your ears open for that, Insomniacs. We'll be doing that in the next couple of weeks as soon as we get the clearance from upstairs. Sorry, that's how the stations run, Ron. Maybe the Insomniacs can be responsible for something very special in professional music.
Fantastic.
Well, we're going to play the cut right now, and it's going to be a very, very big hit, according to Mr. Ron Field. Ron, thanks for coming by. We'll talk after the record. Let's hear what you think. The telephone number here is 262-4200. Give us a call if you like what you hear.
All right, this is the Shock and Awe show. Thanks for listening. It's been real. It's a short show tonight, and short and sweet. I'm having a party up in here. I've been burning the Mr. Hardwicks all over the place. Yeah. Tune in every week to the Shock and Awe Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m. on your forlympia.org. That's, excuse me, period O-R-G. Should I say decimal? Yes, I should. I saved my theme song for the end of the show this week because I just wanted to. Right now we got two people listening online. Thanks for listening. You can download this show at radioforall.net. You could call Free Radio Olympia anytime, 360-705-9780. You can email us at fro@riseup.net. You can listen to us in the FM in the Olympia area at 98.5. Oh, 06 forolympia.org. Okay, thanks for listening, and now for the closing theme song. This will inspire you.
Are we going to sing?
Yeah, we can sing it. Oh, that was the, okay. Yeah, that's not the. That's the one. You know, green, white. Oh, okay. Wait, we're gonna keep going. Right now, I'd like to give shouts out to Megawatty Crow. Don't you know? Robot, the Wizard, Monty Canson, American Dream. The Fonzarelli, certainly not smelly. Chilla Fresh, the Wombat. Yeah, who else? Oh, Fuck 'em Up. We gotta bring up Fuck 'em Up. And what's her name?
Damn it.
So many DJs whose names I forgot. DJ Chocolate Cherry and DJ Red A.
Is there like a Hall of Fame for former pro DJs?
There should be. DJ Soft Scrub.
Yeah. You've been here a long time.
Oh, so long. Mr. E.
Oh, yeah.
As in mystery.
Yeah. We still see him in the streets.
Yeah. Don't run over him.
Oh, that DJ
Jacoby.
Gnosis.
Gnosis, that's right. What about 12-12? All right.
Maybe some will come back. Some will return.
Yeah, DJ Glacier, what's up? DJ Volition.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget him. And what was his co-host name?
In French, it's Volition.
Volition. I can find out some other names here. Watch this. What's that, DJ Sunflower? We'll give a shout out to DJ Sunflower, DJ Star. Those are the DJs that are no longer with us. They've gone to DJ Hell. Mick Donkey Chops, that's right. Give me 5 on that one. Woo! Y'all gave a shout out to Mick Donkey Chops. Ah!
Oh, yeah, Mick Donkey Chops. I forgot about Mick Donkey Chops.
That's right. Okay, what else we got here?
Is he like in the South now?
He's in the freaking Austin. Austin.
Austin with X Jones.
Yeah.
Tex Mars and Freeman, all those guys.
All
those
give
conspiracy dudes.
That's right. I'm gonna give a shout out to DJ Snork. DJ Nuts and Bolts. We give a shout out to Lady Marmalade.
Oh, yeah, Marmalade.
A shout out to DJ Dwell, or the folks on, as Ignoramus and Whitey call him, Dwell.
Dwell.
Yeah.
Dwell.
Sean Prince, what's up? Paris McCluskey.
Who's Sean Prince?
He's just a listener. Sean Prince was this bad, bad froster. He'd come in here. He created a new rule. We had to make a rule because of Sean Prince.
Oh, yeah.
He would get 20 drunk friends in here, and they'd get wasted. And have the best shows ever, and it was a bad scene, so we had to have the no more than six pro guests at a time rule.
Yeah, but how about if you have like 20 people that are just very quiet and, you know, keep to themselves, whereas you can have like six really rowdy people in here, you know, and cause a lot of havoc and destruction. I mean, what's the difference?
Yeah, or you could just have DJ, what the hell is his name? He, by himself, he would destroy a soundboard a night.
Oh, what happened to him?
Oh, thank God he moved to Florida.
Yeah. Is that where we send him?
I want to say, give a shout out to the teachers of Class War, like Monster and Oki.
Yeah.
What about Prince Michigan? Michael McNasty. I want to give two shouts out to Michael McNasty. Ow! Ow!
I'll give a toot out.
Toot. I'll give a shout out to Lowell. Oh, this is fun shouting out at people. Oh, yeah. Here Benjamin Frankly.
Oh, the Patriot Act.
That's right.
What about DJ Outlaw?
Oh, Riddle. That's the guy that can destroy a soundboard in a minute.
Wasn't there a DJ Outlaw?
Yeah, DJ Outlaw. Oh, thanks.
That was hardcore.
And what about, I said Megawati. Question marky. What was that question mark's roommate's name? He had two roommates besides. So,
And there were a lot of, we should count how many former Fro DJs there were.
Antsy Pants. No, Smarty not Antsy Pants. Pants. Smarty Pants. Oh, what was her name? It's in here. What's it? Oh, whoa. Hey, check this out. This is just the beginning.
There they are.
Where is it? Free Radio Olympia. Dream Cave. Just give a shout on the Dream Cave. Oh, here we go. Well, I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah.
We wait. We're just doing this. We got Love 'Em and Lithium. We're giving a shout out here.
I like Lowell.
That's right. DJ A. Where the fuck is Hey? Clusterfuck. He's still around.
He's still doing
it. Oh, what about the Commander? We gotta give a shout out to the Commander. Hey, buddy, this is the Commander. Oh!
And you rock.
You rock, buddy. Okay, look at this. DJ Blackout. We can't do a shout out without a blackout.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What about Wombly Watake?
He had a good theme. Oh, yeah.
DJ Dry. Excuse me, just Dry.
Yeah, Dry.
Oh, and what about Ho Chi Minh Santo? You can't have a party without him. Lemon Kitty. She was here for about four shows.
What happened?
She played all the mountain. She just played the mountain all the time.
Really? Yeah. So you guys excommunicated her?
Yeah, she just figured she should leave and listen to the mountain. Okay, look at the Secret Pants. That's who the pants is I was talking about.
Secret Pants.
Maphrodite and Baby. Baby. Well, there's like three Super Pickle folders. I can put this one in that one.
There's Super Duper Pickle.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the Super Duper Pickle. Oh, can't leave without saying, yo, what's up to DJ Socktopus.
When was DJ Socktopus on the air?
Oh, whenever you needed to hear some.
I mean, like how many years ago?
Oh, 485.
Oh, that's before my time.
I have no idea. Long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at all this stuff. Look at all of this. Colby. Colby, that's probably had one show guy. I'm not giving a shout out to Colby. No offense, Colby. I can't shout too much. I'll go.
Wasn't there like a Bitch and Stitch show?
Oh, yeah, but I don't remember. I remember people's
street
names, but I'll get my ass kicked if I say it.
Yeah, I know DJ Six. He was involved in the Bitch and Stitch thing.
What's this Commander in Chief Radio?
Commander in Chief.
Man, that shit's probably not even from here.
Yeah. It's probably from Egypt.
Or Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
And what was the host of Frequency at Rebel Day? I know her short real name. So,
hey, you got any hot music?
Yeah, I got the I'm going to close my show hot music. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, thanks for listening to this Jock and Oz show. I have truly enjoyed this night with you.
With Demi Deossis.
And DJ Star and Sunflower. Yo, you ladies want to give a shout out?
Right here.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, DJ Diagonal.
Hey.
All right, sing along.